This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. While the Kennedy Space Center is on the other side of the state, there's no shortage of rocket fans on the west coast of Florida. And one weekend a month, many of them gather in the pasture of a Plant City farm to launch their latest crafts. Among the regular attendees are members of the University of South Florida's Society of Aeronautics and Rocketry, or SOAR. Javian Hernandez is the club's president.
Most of our students are engineering majors or physics majors or mathematics majors, and we really just do this for the love of rocketry.
The students recently experienced the exhilaration and heartbreak of that love in just one weekend. First up, they needed to complete a mission for the NASA Student Launch Initiative, a competition that pits university rocket clubs against each other.
Over a course of 8 months, we actually have to build and test a flight vehicle that would deliver a payload.
The mission was to launch a rocket, attain a height of 4,500 feet, then land it. Computers aboard the rocket would release a rover, a 3D-printed plastic model on two wheels that would roll away, basically simulating a Mars landing. Three previous efforts weren't successful. In the first, the entire rocket ended up in a nearby pond. Team leader, senior Ashley Stevenson, said the second attempt didn't fare much better.
The rover and the deployment system had some discrepancies in it compared to previous launches, and the rover actually fell out, and again, it got completely destroyed.
A third effort at NASA's competition in Alabama also didn't work. But the students were optimistic ahead of the fourth and final attempt.
Slide lower section, main parachute and shock cord into the lower section.
You need to flip it over.
As you might be able to tell, the wind was also a concern, with gusts well over 25 miles an hour. Junior Thomas Hall was in charge of the rover payload.
I put so much time and effort into this thing, I just want it to work.
That hard work came down to this moment. You may want to turn your radios down just a bit.
Going in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
A momentary pause, and then a successful liftoff. For 40 long seconds, everyone scanned the sky, waiting to see the rocket deploy its chute so it could land and release the rover. But then, one of their biggest fears was realized. That was the rover. The final launch suffered the same fate as the previous three, failure. The rover had split in half, this time inside the rocket. Part of it crashed to the earth among the cows and the horses and shattered. The other half stayed inside the rocket, which was then dragged into a small pond by its parachute. The crew pulled the craft and chute from the water and scanned the remains.
Oh, we're not building another one. We're done.
Yeah, this is...
Oh, yeah, it ripped these wires loose.
Oh, yeah, it's just dead.
Afterwards, I spoke to a dejected Ashley Stevenson.
It feels relieved to be over, but it obviously sucks to see all the hard work go into shambles, all the pieces on the ground, but I'm glad that the rocket launch itself went well.
Despite the deployment failure, SOAR did win Best Looking Rocket and Second Best Rocket Fair Display, helping them finish 10th out of the 45 universities in the NASA competition. And after spending years on these projects, the students know that you have to have a short memory and move on to the next mission. That came the very next day in the same field, where they successfully launched a two-stage, 24-foot-long Taurus rocket, the largest craft they ever worked on. It reached just over 11,000 feet, the highest altitude the club has ever attained. A few days later, Vice President Jackson Stevenson, no relation to Ashley, talked about the literal and figurative highs and lows associated with their love of rockets.
It's a blend of both, and it's nice to see the failures too as well, because it teaches you a lot more things.
There's video of the two-stage launch and pictures from the failed rover mission on our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.